there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. This TV star cooked up a storm all over the world as a top chef selling millions of books. Well, now she's swapped her slow cook oven for some self-loving. It is, of course, the wonderful Lorraine Pascal.
Lorraine Pascal.
Thank you.
And look who's flying with us today on Allan Air, Lorraine Pascal. How you doing, babes?
I'm doing really well. Good to see you.
And can you stop chopping up my cushions? What are you doing there? That was a, like, proper karate chop right down the middle.
That's right. I've watched lots of TV shows and the way to present your cushion, karate chop down the middle, and it looks much better.
It does look much better. Thank you. Why did you choose Allan Air? Out of all the airlines going, why did you choose Allan Air?
Well, you know, I feel I've worked very hard in my life, and Allan Air only has first class seats.
I know. Economy, what? What's economy?
No, I mean, there's nothing wrong with economy.
No.
But for me, if I can't afford business, or if someone else is paying for business, I ain't going.
Allan Air is perfect for you then, babe.
Oh, it's very comfortable. Perfect for us tall ladies.
Yes. Yeah. Now, listen, you've come in, you've had a revelation already this morning. You've had a polo and you haven't had one for ages.
Yeah, minty fresh. Minty fresh. Quite sugary, mind.
I haven't had a polo in ages because I'm quite tight. You know the hole in the middle?
Yeah.
I'm like, that's... That should be full up because I feel like I'm being cheated.
You are being cheated. We should be able to buy the tube, you know, to complete the pair.
Yeah.
Strange. I love a polo.
Yeah, nice. Now, listen, you've been a model. You've been an international chef. You must have flown everywhere. Tell us your best place.
My best place? I could tell my best flight.
Go on, then tell me.
So, I was doing... When I was a model, I did Sports Illustrated, the swimsuit edition, which comes out annually. So it's a big deal. They only choose a handful of models. Anyway, I was like my early 20s and I went to the BA desks because it's the party. They flew us from London to New York for the party.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
I had my first class British Airways ticket. So it was the first time I've ever been in first class.
Yeah.
So I arrived at the desk and they said, sorry, but that flight is full. And I was like, excuse me, I've arrived here 3 hours early to make use of the facilities. and so she said, here, we've put you on this flight 001. So she like emphasized the 001. Wow. I was like, okay, thanks. Really pleased. Anyway, so I went to give my boarding pass and she said, would you like to make your way to the Concorde Lounge?
OMG.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. So I got on the Concorde. Everyone else was seasoned travellers. You know, they were sitting there as if it was just the number 12 bus. But me, I got all the napkins and I took everything. I took the sick bag. I kept it. I was like looking and, you know, you go through the speed of sound or whatever it is, you know, and you can see the curvature of the earth.
Is that true?
Yes. Yes. I was pointing to the businessman next to me and he's just like, get off me, strange girl. So you can see, it's like, you know, like a movie, the curvature of the earth. Yeah, it's amazing.
Because everyone raves about Concord. They just can't go on it anymore. That's an amazing.
It was. And then I did the party, all the glitz and glamour. Yeah. Heidi Klum was on the cover. And then when I flew back, I was sitting in first class like a spoilt brat. Because I was like, this is rubbish.
Where's the curved earth?
Where's the curved earth? What do you mean? 7 hours to get back to London.
What's it like going through the speed of sound? Is it, can you, does your ears pop and like, is it weird?
You
is
just
it like...
hear a bang. And then they had a little like digital clock when you hit the speed or whatever it is. There's a bang like that.
That is awesome.
Yeah. It's quite small though. I must say, Allen Air has a lot more legroom than Concorde.
Thank you.
Facts.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We are about to go into Concorde mode. We are flying 60,000 feet above the Earth's surface. That is, in fact, 11 miles. So please put your seat back because we're about to go through the speed of sound and it's going to be so fast. Oh my God, I can't get that.
Tell us about your rebrand now, because you are full of positivity on Instagram. I love it. And it's all about, come on, women over 40, it's not the end of your life, it's just the beginning, babes, isn't it? So listen, say I'm a horny MILF.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Yeah. I've got divorced, I've got a couple of kids, and I'm feeling a bit dowdy. Where should I go in the world to feel a little bit sexy?
Well, first of all, I think you should go to the Maldives.
Yeah,
yeah?
Okay.
Or the south of France.
Very nice.
The south of France.
And get myself like a millionaire, a billionaire.
Get yourself a millionaire, a billionaire, you know. No, so I did the modelling and the cooking. Then I did a master's degree in psychology over lockdown. Mm. And I'm about to start a doctorate in psychology in September.
Wow.
And I wanted to make my social media like useful rather than just pictures of, you know, this is me at this fabulous party. Look at all the good stuff I get sent. <You know? laughs> Rather than do that, I wanted to make a community. And I've always been really quite age positive. Like,
yeah.
The people say I'm too old, left on the shelf. I mean, it's like there is no shelf. Like there's people at every age. And so I've started this community. It's called The Rebrand.
Yeah.
And it's for women over 40 to really make the best of their lives, seize the day, stop reading all the newspapers about the bloody menopause.
Yeah.
Because that you don't want to be defined by it. You don't want to be defined by hormones. Didn't want to when I was 16. I don't want to now.
I'm in my late 20s and even I feel inspired.
Even I can relate to some of it.
Tell me a sexy place in the world. Where do you go? Not for sexy time, because that's crude, but where do you go just to get a little bit fruity?
Do you know what? I do love the south of France.
Yeah.
So it's not so much all the wild clubs and all that kind of thing. I like the calm side of the south of France, the seaside restaurant where you can have a nice glass of rosé, you know, you get all dressed up in your clothes, you've got your hair done, your makeup done, your heels, and you're sat there with your rosé, your first bottle of Whispering Angel. Yeah,
Whispering Angel. We love Whispering Angel on
Oh, do you?
Do you know what? I go back to resorts just because, you know, most people look at exchange rate, you know, francs, euros. We don't even have francs anymore, do you? Just last time I went away. And I've got my drachma raring to go. And I always see how much a Whispering Angel costs to know if it's a classy place. But it's getting higher and higher every time I go now. Yeah. South of France, it's about £60. Mykonos was £80.
Isn't it? It's like £18 in the offer, isn't it?
I know.
Have you seen in Ibiza, which is such a sexy place as well, they have those massive magnums of Whispering Angel and they hold them on their shoulders and they're like, pour them.
Oh, God. All of a sudden, I'm really thirsty.
Ibiza is a sexy place. As is south of France and the Maldives, of course.
Of course, the Maldives. Mm. Have you ever gone on holiday with a celebrity or has there been a celebrity at your hotel? The best story ever, Michael McIntyre was in Puglia and Madonna came in on a horse in the courtyard.
Did he think, what has he been eating?
So he put the bong down. Yes. No. No, this is a true story. Have you ever been somewhere and gone, oh my God, that's a celebrity?
Well, yes. So a couple of years ago, I was in South of France and I was in the gym and I was doing some videos, you know, how you do.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Workout videos. Working out, look at this, look at that. And suddenly I felt this real energy come into the room. And I was like messing around on camera and I just, well, I don't think this person's going to like me, you know, being in the background. I didn't know who it was. And I took the camera away, my phone, and then I looked properly and it was Mike Tyson.
Oh, that's cool.
His energy is like a bull, like woof, you know, because I didn't even know it was him.
No, but you it still felt. Made me,
I felt like, oh no. And then my husband said hi to him, yeah. And Mike Tyson ignored Dennis. And I said, oh, what happened, Dennis? And Dennis goes, oh, Mike just ignored me. I said, oh, why? He said, he was terrified of me.
So is he as big in real life? Did he have the facial tattoo?
He had the, yeah, tattoo. But I think what was, it's the energy. Because you know how sometimes, you know, sometimes you meet somebody and you go, I just don't like them. It's an energy that you get.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't have that energy. He had the energy of just this force. Ooh. You know, it was incredible. I just couldn't imagine being in a ring with him.
Well, something's gone very wrong if you're having a fight with Mike Tyson.
So that was, yeah, I think
That's pretty amazing,
okay?
Mike. More than amazing. Okay. That's wonderful. You seem so positive, but what pisses you off about travel? What do you complain about? Mine's a smoky room. I hate that. And I hate it when you put a room near the lift. Ping, ping, ping. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Zoom, zoom. People going, bah, 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 bah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm quite a fussy traveller.
Oh, are you? Do you complain a lot?
I kind of do it all beforehand. So I've got a funny thing about carpets. Like, I really, I mean, how, honestly, how often do they wash the carpets in a hotel?
Yeah.
I mean, really? Mm. So I don't like to stay in a hotel with carpets.
What?
I don't like carpets. I think it's so unhygienic. And if I do...
Have you had a bad experience with a carpet? Have you slipped on one?
Some childhood issue, I'm sure. Something in there.
Because you know we have got... I showed you. Was you freaked out coming down my stairs? Because
When it's somebody like you, I know that yours is going to be okay.
Yeah, it is clean. But I mean, yeah. I've got an arthritic dog, just to explain to people. So because she struggles coming down the stairs, I've cut bits of carpet.
So
every step's like a little rug. For little legs.
No, when it's friends and family and that kind of thing, because I kind of know. But yeah, I'm sure in my trunk of traumas, there's a carpet story of something that happened when I was younger.
So tiles, you like tiles?
I don't like tiles, wooden floors, etc. Okay. We have a cork floor at the Ace Hotel in New Orleans, which was fine.
Yeah, okay.
A little bit porous, but it was okay. Yeah. So I go away on the to a hotel sometimes in Surrey.
Oh, tell me. And Beaverbrooks. Yeah. Oh, my God, I love it there.
I ring ahead and I tell them, can you please take there's a rug under the bed. And every time I come, they take the rug away and empty
the
mini.
You're having a laugh.
No, and
can you ring up a hotel and tell them to remove a rug? And how powerful are you?
No, it's not. I do in most hotels. They don't know me.
You say, can you remove the carpet?
I just say, I've got an allergy. I've got a carpet allergy. And please empty the minibar as well.
Yeah.
Because if the food's there, it's going to go.
Yeah.
It's going to go.
M&M's and all that. You really need to eat them in bed. The Pringles,
It's the Pringles. It's a Toblerone.
Yeah.
Then they come midway through the day. Would you like it restocked? And you're like, this is the third time. No, I don't need it restocked. And then I went to the hotel, actually, the Ace Hotel in New Orleans. And they said... it's $20 for us to take the stuff out of the minibar.
Oh, give over. What? How much are we going to charge to take the rug out?
I said, not the alcohol. No, it's not the alcohol. It's the food I've got an issue with.
Yeah.
So I said, tell you what, I'll do it myself. So I just put it all in a plastic bag. I said, it's outside my front door.
Could save yourself $20 there, love.
Hello, madam. Yes, here on Allen Air, we only provide Valium for our more nervous flyers and people who hate experiencing turbulence. We do not dish out Valium just because you've seen a bit of carpet. Thank you.
I've never been to New Orleans. What's it like? Is it cool? Is it nice? Are they playing the music and all that? Is it atmospheric?
Is New Orleans cool?
No.
So I used to shoot there a lot. We used to shoot in LA when I was doing the baking shows in America. Yeah. And LA, you know, sexy, fun, friends are there. New Orleans, it's just, it's not what you think it's going to be. It's a bit Raggedy Adams.
Oh, because I thought it'd be like bars and bourbon and all that. And but is it just one street, apparently?
There's one street. It's a lot of sick.
Sick?
Yeah.
People being sick?
Because you know in America how? You know in most places in America, you can't like drink with alcohol walking along.
Yeah.
So in New Orleans, you can. So everyone's got these massive drinks and they're drinking and throwing up everywhere.
I mean, I like a drink, but maybe if it's a Magnum of Whispering Angel, maybe I could manage.
So it is getting better. Like they've just changed the airport. I think they've just opened the Mandarin Oriental.
Oh,
but,
okay.
As of like 3 or 4 years ago, it's difficult. There are a few cool restaurants. Mm. But yeah, it's good for like 3 days. I prefer Vegas.
Yeah, yeah. And have you ever had a holiday romance?
No.
Give up. Do you know what? We had David Gandy on here. He was like, oh, no, no. I mean, come off it. He is fit. And you're fit. You've never, no one's.
I feel like I'm riddled with issues, though.
Oh, we're going to finish that with I'm riddled with. Riddled with STDs. Riddled, it's not fair. Riddled. It's just not fair to
riddled
have sex with
psychological
anyone.
Issues.
So you've never... Oh, my God.
Don't let
God.
The afro, you know, throw you.
Don't let this afro
throw you.
Oh, I just thought, I mean...
Okay, well, when I was 16, I did go camping with my dad.
Yeah.
To north of France.
Nice.
Not quite as sexy as south of France, if I'm honest. Went to see, like, Normandy and, you know, the tapestry and Mont Saint-Michel and all those things and all the... You know, it's full of, it's steeped in very important history. Mm. It's not for a 16-year-old.
That's boring, isn't it?
It's boring. So,
but as you get older, they're talking about rebranding. As you get older, though, I find I will go to art galleries more and museums. I'm more interested. Oh, you're not.
I'll go to a modern one, but I don't want to read too much about, you know, I'm not. Of course, Black history, very interesting.
Yes, yes.
Just because I didn't know it before, but I suppose at school the history I found boring.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, let's not go down the colour route.
No, no, no. Moving on.
awkward laugh. Don't want to get cancelled.
No. Let's go back to camping.
Camping. I met this black guy. Funny, here we are again. I met this black guy he was from Senegal and we did become pen pals.
Oh, okay, that's nice.
He did try and kiss me, but I wasn't into it.
No.
Just wasn't into it. I thought it was too soon. You know, we met. It was just too soon.
Good for you.
Yeah, in the arcade.
Oh.
Yeah, it's romantic. But that was it. Holiday romances are not really my thing.
Yeah.
I'm too anxious. You know, I need like proper... Yeah. Relationship.
Good. I never get lucky when I'm on holiday. I never, ever do.
People don't really come up to, you know, people don't come up to me like that.
Oh, no, never.
Do they?
I went to Seville for last weekend. Now, that is bloody cool.
Oh, I saw. Cool. Loved your Instagram.
Oh, weren't it amazing?
That's FOMO.
You know, sometimes when you put a spin on your Instagram post, it was generally that good. I know it was generally that nice. I went out, because I'm single now, I went to a gay bar. Oh, my God. I saw this old man. I caught myself, reflection. When did I just... I was this old man. Like, oh, my God, who's that old man? It was a mirror. It was a mirror. And I was like, oh, my God, I was the oldest one there. When did all the gays get so young? And they were looking at me like... And listen, when I used to go to gay bars before, maybe one or two people turned round. No one turned round. I was like, I know, I need to be rebranded too. I need to... Get back out. That was the oldest one there.
Listen, there's nothing being wrong with the oldest person in the room. I went to a do on Monday. It was the launch of the Kardashians' new show. So it was the screening. I swear I was the oldest person in the room. I was. My friend's like, it's full of millennials. I was like, millennials? These are Gen Zs. They were like teenagers.
Yeah.
I felt like I was at a PTA and the children were playing over there. But these are amazing. They're amazing. And I think we can learn so much. We can all learn so much from each other. Mm. And if, you know, as far as dating is concerned, if you are going to a club and the people are, you know, much younger, then you're in the wrong club.
Do you know what? You've inspired me. That's true. Because Whitney Houston came on. All these people are like, oh, my God, what's this song? I'm like, hello.
Yeah, is she new? Yeah.
No, but do you know what I mean? It's like, they were like, oh, Whitney Houston, you say? I'm like, oh, my God, you know.
Yeah, if it's not working, you
they think I'm so old. I listen to music that's played on a harp.
You know what? We're cool though. We're so cool. Yeah. Car with square wheels, a cart, horse and cart.
Yeah, that's what they think.
No, I think the thing about age is if we listen too much to the media and read all the stuff, all the articles about, oh my God, over 40, it's over, and everything's pushed towards the younger generations. But the thing is, when we do get to this age, we have normally, hopefully, have more disposable income.
Yeah.
Maybe the children are getting older. We have more freedom. We're better at our boundaries and that kind of thing. And so we should really seize this opportunity, and that's what I say to my community, to go out and travel.
Yeah.
Don't listen to the newspaper articles that are not helping. I do lots of research on the over 40 age group, and so much has to do with your mind more than ever. There's lots of studies that show how you think affects so much how you age. So it's really important to, like, just go to a different club. Go to a club with people your age. There's loads of people at every age, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, that are looking for a
partner. I'm not going to a club with 80 people who are 8 years old.
Well, maybe. It may. But what I'm saying is there's someone for
when I want to make love downstairs in front of the fire, it's because on the rug, not because that's where their bed is.
On the rug.
Oh, no triggering.
No trigger. It's a trigger.
Let's move on. I hate this rug.
But look, I don't mind yours.
This is nice. This is
See,
nice.
You couldn't see.
This is clean. My house is clean, isn't it? How is it clean?
This is a beautiful, clean house. Beautiful, clean rug. But sometimes, do you know, like some, like in New York, there'll be like a shop or something. There'll be a bit of carpet outside the shop. I cannot, literally, like I cannot. It's like giving me like a snake or something. I'm like, I can't. Or sitting in a cab. Sometimes when you go like to some of the African countries and they've got like the carpet like on the seat.
Yeah,
like,
I'm not like, a fan of that.
I just need to get out.
They do that in Marrakesh, don't they? You have the old carpet in the back.
Too much fabric.
Seat. Yeah.
Why is there fabric on the tubes? Yes. Yeah. When I get to A to B and there's fabric on the on the seats, they should be plastic. I mean, I don't really go on the tube very much, if I'm honest, anymore. Because of COVID.
COVID and COVID. That Concorde changed you. Just it's changed. Turned you into changed. A monster.
I have.
Have you ever gone anywhere and been, oh, you must have, this is such a stupid question, but you must be inspired by where you've gone to do baking. And do you research out new recipes and stuff?
Not anymore.
Just skip past these questions.
No, do you know what? With the cakes, I love doing the cakes and the baking and the cooking, and I really got so much out of it. But I almost felt like I'd done, I don't know, 8 or 9 books, and I felt like it was kind
of... You sold millions of books as well.
Saturated, you know what I mean? I felt like, what can I do? Make a lasagna with a little bit more garlic? You know, I don't know how to kind of redo the recipes.
Yeah.
So I kind of thought... I don't want to keep reinventing the same old recipes now. I want to move on. So that's why I'm doing, you know, I love psychology and the mind and how people think and, you know.
So you're not rebranding a lasagna. You're rebranding yourself.
I'm rebranding myself and I'm helping women and men.
And men.
Everyone rebrand themselves. Just seize the day. It's so exciting this age. I feel so, don't you feel better than when you were younger? Mentally, I feel better.
No, you know what? We've got a mutual friend who we can't really talk about because... But he was saying our age now is that sweet spot. That sweet spot now. You're confident now. You know what you want. You know what you don't want. And that's it. You know what you don't want. It's really important as well. I'm really happy. I feel really confident.
Yes.
At the minute. And also me single status now. I'm like, I've sort of come back now and, and do what I want.
Exactly.
It's
How old
nice.
Are you now, if you don't mind me asking?
What?
How old are you?
I say this and everyone thinks I'm lying, but I am 45. People think I'm 50.
No, they don't. I thought you were younger.
Well, like, you see, it's me fat face, isn't it? Like, my mum's friend said to me, you don't get creases on a balloon. And do you know, it was one of those insults. I went, oh, thanks, babes. And then I was halfway down the street. I went, cheeky cow.
Hello there, would you like anything off the trolley? I'm afraid we're only providing tea and coffee and soft drinks because the chubby homosexual with the glasses drank all the wine. Sorry about that.
So tell us a UK gem. It can be a little beach, it can be a street, it can be a shop. Somewhere you've gone on your travels that you think, oh, I really love it here.
My favourite place actually in London is Battersea Park.
Oh, right, yes.
I love Battersea Park because it's... quite a peaceful place. There's not lots of tourists there. There's lots of space. There's like this English garden where they grow all the herbs and things. Mm. There's a little mini zoo where I used to take my daughter. Mm. And I just find real peace there. So it's just a really wonderful park. And of course, you've got the river. So that's my sanctuary.
No, it is nice there. And I think Battersea is a bit underrated as well, because it has got a village feel. I've got a friend who lives there. Mm. And that little centre there with the coffee shops and stuff, it's really hidden. It'd be interesting to see what they do with that power station, though, won't
it? It's amazing. There's loads of good restaurants there now.
Is it all open? And
a lot is opening, yeah. I've been to two or three restaurants there. It's fabulous. There's gyms there, restaurants, bars.
I need to go there.
Yeah. It's really, really lovely. It's really good.
Have you had any holiday nightmares? Have you ever lost your luggage, gone to the airport without your passport?
I've had a holiday nightmare where I was with a boyfriend.
Yeah, okay, we can say that, boyfriend.
and I found some dubious messages on his phone.
Oh, no.
It was Christmas Day.
No.
So I was in Thailand, so I looked at the phone, saw the messages, and packed my bags and went back to London.
On Christmas Day. They should do a movie about that.
Touchdown Boxing Day.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Flood of tears. No, thank goodness. Lucky escape.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always a lucky escape.
It is a lucky escape.
That was the end of my Thai romantic holiday with a new boyfriend.
Did it put you off going to Thailand again? Does it?
No.
No, because they've got no rugs there.
No, they're very good with that. They don't have many rugs at all. That's very good.
We're about to land. Mm-hmm. So you're 100 years old.
Can I just have one more glass of champagne, please?
Of course. Oh, can you put your tray table up, please? Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Aggressive.
Don't get this on Concord. You're 100 years old. Where do you want to be in the world? You've got all your faculties. You're there. You've got your rug. You're on your... Oh, no, you've got a rug over your knees. You haven't got a rug over your knees. You've got some cork tiling over your knees.
A wooden blanket.
You're rocking chair, looking out. Where do you want to be? What's the view?
Full of Botox and fillers.
Of course.
I want to be in Byron Bay, Australia, which is my favourite place in the world. It's Australia's most easterly point. I'm going there soon. And I will be there looking at the whales and the dolphins.
Oh, it's lovely there, isn't it?
With a glass of Whispering Angel.
Oh, fantastic.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. As we start our descent into Morocco, can you please make sure your windows are up, your tray tables down, your seats back? Okay, cross-check to manual, bitches. Cross-check to manual, bitches. Oh, just do it!
We have just got time for these are quick fire, okay?
Oh no.
Beach or pool?
Beach.
St. Lucia or St. Ives?
St. Lucia.
Full English or full moon party?
Full moon party.
Mozzie Guard or no thanks, I'm hard?
Oh, Mozzie Guard.
Yeah, dude, you get bitten a lot.
A lot, yeah. They seem to love the dark skin.
Nudist or not on your Nelly?
Not on your Nelly!
Never skinny dipped?
No.
Never.
Okay, all right. Top off.
Yeah. Hey, don't we all? I get my baps out. Give the fishermen something to enjoy.
I'll be keeping the thong on, however.
It's good for you. Good for you. And then tip 'em or fuck 'em?
No, you got to tip 'em.
Tip 'em.
Yeah. Being a baker, an ex-baker, I know how important it is in the hospitality to tip.
Yes, I'm glad to hear it.
Yes.
Thank you so much for flying Alan Air.
Thank you. It's been amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to support our podcast, please hit the subscribe button below. And don't bother unpacking, because we're going away next week.